This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Well, on today's show, we're unpacking one of the most dramatic stories in South African aviation in years, and that has to do with the sale of SA Express for a startlingly low price. Once a state-owned regional carrier and a household name in local air travel, SA Express was recently sold in liquidation for, just listen to this, 150,000 rand. Yeah, I said that, 150,000 rand. It's a figure that's left many South Africans stunned and raised serious questions about governance, airline management, and the future of domestic aviation. Well, to help break down what the sale really means for the airline, its creditors, passenger confidence for that matter, and the broader aviation sector, we're joined now by aviation analyst Desmond Latham. Desmond, good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us on today's show.
Hello, Michael, and hello to all the listeners.
Oh, good afternoon to you, Desmond, and thanks so much for taking the time to join us on the Afternoon Brief. Let's begin with the context behind the sale. Now, Desmond, let's begin with basics. So SA Express was sold for just 150,000 rand. That's an amount that seems shocking to most people. So, well, to put it mildly, why did it end up being sold for such a low price? And what does that tell us about the airline's financial state at the time of liquidation?
It owed more than a billion rand at the time of liquidation, and it's been wrapping up since 2022, mm-hmm. when it lost its license to operate, and it lost all its routes. What's happened here is that they've sold off all the items of value, and all that's left is the brand name. So 150,000 is not for the airline, it's for the brand name itself. There's no airline, there's no staff, there's no backroom, there's no function. It's just the branding that they've bought. So they've bought the idea of the name and the registered company name. So okay. That's really the essence of it. And in fact, I think 150,000 is too much. I think it's just a sign, really, that they're buying. There's no capex behind any of this. It's just the brand itself. So if you like to look at it with another approach, years ago, OK Bazaars went bankrupt, and the buyers bought the business, which was a business, for 1 rand, because they also took over the debt. And then they turned it back into a profit-making enterprise, which it is today. So it's been wound down over 5 years, and the last thing to go out the door is the actual name itself. So that's the long answer, is that the payments have been made to creditors. There's still an amount owed to creditors of something like 3.5 to 3.7 million rand, which has to be divvied up amongst them. But the reality here is that airline is not an airline. It's just the name of an airline. That's the sale.
Desmond, let's look at this from a broader perspective. In your opinion, to what extent do you believe this collapse was driven by mismanagement versus structural issues in state-owned enterprises?
Look, I think it's a complete mismanaged airline. It was part of the Mango group of low-cost airlines in South Africa. And the administration of the airline was top-heavy. And since then, other airlines have taken over and proven that if you have a kind of sleek management that is operationally effective, you can make profits, which FlySafair is proving, and SAMAR and Air Link. All of those are run as airlines first. They're not run as cadre deployment regions for political deployees. So that's the bottom line, is that I'm afraid Mango and SA Express, as part of the state-owned group, the same as SAA, was mismanaged into the ground, essentially. If they'd trimmed their costs at the time of the downturn and approached this in a feasible way when it comes to the science of running an airline, I believe they would still be operating, because the demand was rising at the time. So it's utterly and totally around the mismanagement of an airline. There's no other excuse for it.
Desmond, okay, let's look at now the impact on employees and creditors. Now, what happens to workers who were employed by SA Express and, for that matter, the suppliers, lessors and the creditors who are owed money? Is there any now realistic path for compensation?
There is an amount left to pay. The workers, 600 workers, were at SA Express when it closed, and the majority of them have been paid something in terms of severance. But there's still, funny enough, we give about 55 workers were owed a portion of the 3.7 million, each of those workers is going to get something like 4,500 rand. So it's not a vast amount. Mm-hmm. But you'd think of the 55, there would be people kind of streaming to the office just to receive that little bonus, I guess. But they are looking for 55 workers at the moment to pay. And that's around 250,000 of the 3.7 million. So now the creditors got, you always get cents on the rand based on a, on this kind of liquidation process. So a creditor would not expect to get 1 rand for 1 rand in investment, sure. Unfortunately. And so I don't have the numbers about what each was paid, but it's normally the leasing companies are the largest benefactors of some credit that is owed. And then obviously the CapEx, the people who own the actual plan. So we know that that technical was the first to go. They pulled the plug on the fund. They couldn't pay for their maintenance. So, and then mm-hmm. Airships followed, and Airships was owned by SAA, by the state. So that also followed, and at the time, and that kind of doomed the airline anyway, because you can't fly without maintenance.
Exactly.
And so from that day to this, which is 5 years later, they've been winding it up. Through Parliament has been involved, obviously, because it's a state-linked airline. So the liquidators are Viwe Njamara, and he's been trying to sew this whole thing up for some years now. While we speak, I mean, Mango is still not totally wound up. So the SA Express is going to be wound up before the parent, if inverted commas, is wound up as well. And that's, you know, there's some debate about the process. That started Business Rescue earlier, actually, in 2021. So that's 5 years into 6 years now. That had 2.5 billion rand in debt, so more than double what SA Express had. And that is not being wound up as we speak. That's still ongoing.
Desmond, let's continue along that path, I could say, South African Air Travel. We've been seeing it struggling in recent years with these other carriers facing financial stress as well and maintenance issues, etc. So looking at this SA Express sale, does it signal wider systemic issues in the industry?
No, it just means that if you run an airline properly, there's demand to take flights. South Africa is the bottom end of Africa. So, and then through SADC region infrastructures, we don't have a rail system they can hop onto. So and you can drive, the roads are getting better, but everyone takes planes because of the vast distances we're talking about here. So if you get your ducks in a row, as Airlink has done, Airlink is, and FlySafair are dominating the regional routes, not even domestic, just regionally, 60 routes. Constantly flying to all over Southern Africa. There's a demand for it. The middle class wants to fly, and the tourists need to get to some places and so on. So, no, I think it's in a good place, actually, aviation at the moment.
Okay. And what does this mean for passengers, competition in the domestic market? Are travelers now likely to see higher fares or fewer options on regional routes?
Well, it's been going on since 2021, 22. There are more options now because SAA came back online and it made a small profit in its last finance. It's showing signs of improvement. They're running that airline has been run much better than it was about 7-8 years ago. So there's opportunity there. I wouldn't write off SAA too quickly. The main maintenance warehouse, of inverted commas, in South Africa is based under SAA at Oratumbo. And they maintain most of the planes that fly around Southern Africa. So, you know, there's high value and skills there that are retained. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they grow. I took a flight recently to Sao Paulo, for example, and the planes are slightly older, but they really are trying hard to, the crew in particular, the cabin crew are trying hard, really hard to service the passengers' needs. The last time I flew SAA before they crashed in 2011, it was dreadful. The cabin crew is some of the worst I've experienced, and I've had some bad cabin crew. So you can see that the culture of that airline has changed. So I'm pleased to say that for South Africans, it means there's another choice to make. The problem now is the war in Iran and the US.
Yes.
With the Middle East. What's happened now is fuel prices have gone up 8% already in 48 hours, and they're going to keep going up because Iran has shut the Straits of Hormuz. And 20 to 30% of the world's oil goes through that strait. So the price is already rising around the world of Brent crude and Jet A1, which is the main fuel the airlines buy.
Sure. Looking at South Africa, SA Express, Desmond, if we can just go back to this brand or this airline, even though the company now sold for this nominal amount of $150,000, from your perspective, do you believe a new investor realistically could revive parts of the business, the roots or the brand, or is this just this, is this essentially the end of SA Express as a viable airline?
You know, it's a difficult question. It's speculative. My subjective opinion based on research on this airline is that it's too much to ask someone to pay $150,000 for a brand that was terminal and was just saved the last minute by a process of liquidation. So in other words, It's counterintuitive. I wouldn't like to be part of a business that crashed and burned when its whole brief is to fly. So with that said, the name in the industry was not good before it went down amongst pilots for a start.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have a very good name in operation terms. And there were a few incidents involving their planes as well, their smaller jets, that if you go and look by Google, you'll see what I mean. So my answer is, I think that no one's bought it. It's up for sale. It hasn't been sold.
Okay. All right.
So they need a buyer for that.
Sure.
And then the buyer is going to have to say to their investors, this is why I bought this name with nothing behind it, except a bad name. So just because it's a brand name doesn't mean you want to necessarily buy it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Right.
If I'm going to start an airline, I'll start from scratch. They don't have, if they had roots, that they still owned roots, which are highly valuable things, then yes, it would be being sold for millions. Not for 100,000, but you can see the value of it is speculative at the start, because what are they basing that amount on? 10% of what? 5% of what? 100% of what? I don't know. So it's kind of like an artificial number. They just thumbsucked somewhere and said, I think someone will buy this brand, so let's give it a price. But if you look at the market, 150,000 is less than a pilot gets paid, a good captain of an airline.
Right.
So they're selling a whole brand of an airline for less than the pilot gets paid per month. So you've got to ask yourself, either it's worth nothing or it's worth something. If it's worth something, ask millions. If it's worth nothing, give it away. You know, say,
right,
we're going to sell it for $5,000 and the brand still exists. It's still a company registration. Pay the company registration fee, make an offer. But this is, remember, it's a state-owned. So you've got these minions running around in the back room. They're trying to prove to some superior that they've made something out of this.
Okay. Desmond, I just wish we could unpack this a bit further, but as we wrap up this chat, as you now look at the South African aviation landscape over the next year or two, what are you watching most closely, and do you believe there are signs of recovery or continued, excuse the pun, turbulence?
You know, aviation is global.
Mm-hmm.
It's not South Africa. It's global. We are affected by global. So there are a number of things. I mean, the reduced international connectivity because of Emirates, Qatar, and Etihad being out of the equation now is a short-term problem for us because they're hubs for us linking to Europe and Asia. And so all the airlines get the effect of that. So you find tourists flying in from the Middle East in particular. You know, Cape Town tourism has been driven heavily. 20 to 30% of the tourists in Cape Town in the recent numbers are from the Middle East, and they're not coming now. Suddenly they're stopped. So the likely effect is going to be delays, longer routings, higher costs in the short term for local flyers. So that's the immediate effect. And you cannot ignore the geopolitical issues going on globally for us as aviators. It always impinges on us immediately. So that's the short answer.
Desmond, we're going to have to leave it there. As mentioned, I just wish I could have just fitted in a couple of more questions, but we've run out of time. But thanks so much for taking the time to join us on today's show. Desmond Latham, aviation analyst. Yes, unpacking what exactly was behind the sale of SA Express for a startlingly low price of 150,000 rand.